Hey, Spice Gang. It is I, favorite EA girlfriend. It's gonna be a driving one today. Oh my god, my car is making noises again. Fuck. No, I know what this noise is. I can't describe it because I don't even know if they're Hungarian, never mind in English. But, I knew that because my car is so old, it's not worth fixing this. You can just like make the noise go away, but otherwise, it's, you know, it's not a serious issue. But yeah, there is a Toyota Prius on my front, FYI. I'm joking, don't buy me a car unless you're a millionaire. In that case, buy me a car. Yeah. It went on there as a joke because 88 put it up there. And yeah. Anyway, had a bit of a shitty one yesterday. So every time I hit a milestone on Twitter, I put up a lewd picture, you know, lingerie usually, not showing much, but like stuff that you would see me on the beach anyway, which I'm quite shy about. I did go through that. I used to be overweight and I did have a massive weight loss this year, which I'm quite proud of. And I wouldn't call myself fat anymore, but I'm not quite at my goal yet. But when I posted this picture, it's been deleted now. Some of you may have seen it. When I posted this picture, I was called out on being a fat basic bitch. Oh yeah, I'm still being now. This is my girl. So I was called a fat and lazy bitch, and let's start with the fact that I have 10,000 followers, so I know that some people, like, when so many people follow you, it's inevitable that sad, lonely internet strangers who have nothing better to do, they will find you, and they will find things to criticize about you. And they will find a way to make you feel less than. So when you do this sort of shit, you need to have thick skin. And I thought I had thick skin. I was like, yeah, send me all the dick pics. Come here, fucking money-hungry slut. I'm fine with it. Whatever, I'll just throw you back, you know? I don't care because I know what the nature of the work I do, the audios I do, it just attracts people like this. But because of my weight loss and my insecurity about my body, this one I couldn't handle. So I suppose this is more of a I'm trying not to, I'm sorry, but like I hate it when people will drive in the middle of the fucking road when I'm coming right opposite. Just get down to your side. I know the road is shit. You can hear the road is shit. This is Hungarian roads for you. But that doesn't mean that I should be getting off the road. Why are you not going? This guy in front of me, like, goes half the speed limit. Anyway. So I'm trying not to make this about myself and more like about how don't let people on the internet affect you, because the kindness of internet strangers outweighs the nastiness of them. Like, oh, and people who literally just go on the internet to put others down, it's because their life is so sad that this is what they find joy in. And that is incredibly, well, sad, you know? It's like, if that's what you find joy in your life, then you've got to rethink things. Because Frankly, I should be feeling sorry for you, but people say this all the time. Oh, I feel sorry. I don't fucking feel sorry for them because you're putting other people down, so fuck you. No? Yeah, someone will probably make you this way, either your friends or family or I don't know, but nah. I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy because if you're an adult, it doesn't matter what kind of trauma you've been through, if you can't empathize with people, nah, get help. You gotta get help. Sorry. I'm not crying, by the way. I just got a runny nose like always. Okay, that was my rant. I am feeling a lot better now. Still coughing, still taking antibiotics, but I am a lot better. Just going to the government office to sort some things out, which I'm really pissed about, by the way, because this is my fourth time coming in. Because their Christmas opening hours are all over the place, and there's no information about it on the internet. It's just like a fucking A4 sheet printed and left out in the door. And then when I came in yesterday, well within the opening hours, they told me, oh, I can't be seen today because they're too busy. I don't know what it is with people that you have to get everything done on Christmas week. It's like you go into the supermarket and you super see people, and they act like they haven't shopped all year. And like, where have you been all year? You know? I know I'm one of those people because I still go to the supermarket, but I go to the supermarket every fucking week. And I've been going to the government office every other week because I can never be fucking seen. But yeah, I need to sort this out this week because what's happening is one of my dad's cars is getting decommissioned and I have to like drop off the license plates and stuff. Why am I doing it? Because I'm my dad's errand bitch, basically. There's issues at home, but hey, home, but I don't admit it, but you know. That's something for my therapist to listen to. I do have some good news as well. Well, no, I'm gonna continue trauma dumping. I lost so many patients this month. It's like, not that I have that many patients, but I lost quite a few of them, which I understand, it's Christmas. You need the money for gifts and stuff. End of the year is tough for everyone, it's tough for me. So, no hard feelings. I mean, obviously, no hard feelings. I appreciate each and every one of you who decides to give money to me at any time in your life. And if you can't afford it anymore, it's fine. You know, just give me an upload, send me an award. That's all I expect, really. But money helps, obviously. I hope those of you who stuck around, or those of you who had to cancel but still listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas and New Year and everything. And if you come back, I hope you will. If you don't, no, it's fine. Just you know, be happy, look after yourself, and make sure that finances are okay. Like, don't give me money if you can't afford to, because I know what it's like not being able to afford things. In the past few years, I've had a I'm going 20 over the speed limit, and this dude is still overtaking me. So, in the past few years, I've had a very comfortable life. Like, I've been buying shit I didn't need. I've been buying high-end stuff I didn't need because I was comfortable and I could afford it. And recently, I had to change my lifestyle a lot. So, I understand what it's like having to cut back and stuff. Is this house on fire? Jesus Christ, that's a lot of smoke. Oh no, it's just a chimney. Why am I talking about money? I don't know. Anyway, good news. Someone reached out to me the other day. They are making a film, a feature-length animated film. Nothing big, it's a passion project. And they offered me a small part in it. I'll be a side character. I'm not going to share anymore because I don't think I'm allowed to. We haven't really discussed the details yet. but I'll be one of the side characters in this dark comedy. It's not porn. But the funny thing is, the way they asked me, would you be interested in some normal voice acting, like non-erotic? Like, how fucking yeah. The reason I do erotic voice acting is because that's the only thing that gets attention and gets paid, you know? I would do a lot more, say, for work voice acting if I could. Not that I'm a voice actor, I'm like amateur level at best. But I'm really excited. It's very much in the beginnings still. It's not in production yet, you know. But, oh shit! I almost just run a red light. So it's early stages, but I'm really really excited. And as I said, it's a passion project. It's not gonna be big, but like feature-length animated film is a passion project. Like fuck me, that's gonna be a lot of work. But I'm super excited whenever it happens, if it happens. I hope it will. They did offer me money, but I turned it down since it's a small part and, you know, it's going to cost you a lot of money as it is. And, you know, I'm not fucking Tom Cruise to ask for a high wage and everything, because I'm just happy to support a passion project. And, That applies to most things. Like, as long as it doesn't require to put a lot of work in it from my part, a lot of work. I mean, days of work for something I won't get paid. As long as the project is not for profit, I'm happy to contribute. I'm just happy to get my name out there and support another artist this way. And yeah, I know. I do have a background in graphic design, and there was a lot of work that was offered to me for exposure. That's different, because when I know that someone is profiting off me, that's not on. But when you're making art for art's sake, it's different for me. So yeah, I'm excited. The city now. Just lots of traffic lights and shit. Ooh, it's cold today, very foggy. There's something magical about the fog, but I'm all but into it. I prefer sunshine. Why are we stopping? I'm a very calm driver usually, but sometimes I get these minor fits when I yell people can't drive. Don't get me wrong, I've never done road rage, never been in an accident, I have been in an accident once, but it wasn't my fault. Still got sued for it because they were trying to get money out of me, but I won the case because it was proven that it wasn't my fault. Anyway, I'm a very calm and safe driver. I speed sometimes. I have been caught speeding, and I did have to go on a speed awareness course to avoid points on my license. But I don't encourage speeding. Speeding is bad, and I hate myself when I do it. But there is this part of the motorway near my house that's literally always empty, and I'm just like, I'm impatient, I've got impatience. I'm a safe driver, I promise. I do love driving though. I love driving music, I love singing along to music. But so many driving playlists, they're chaotic as fuck. Because I never know what mood I'm in when I'm driving, so I just make a playlist 5 hours long. And if I don't like a song, I skip it. I'm kind of hungry. I never eat breakfast because I can't when I wake up. Like I love a coffee, but to get solid food in myself, I just always find it so difficult. Otherwise, I get up and then I go and do stuff, and then eventually I might get hungry. Here I am hungry. Well, I hope I won't have to stay too long in the government office, because yesterday they told me, like, they probably won't be able to see me, but if they will, it will be hours of wait. And I was like, no, just go. But I did bring my iPad so I can draw. I put a banana in my bag. I'm very responsible. I didn't bring water, but I think they have water dispenser there. Love this song. I'm probably not allowed to publish this. It sucks in the background, but hey, who's gonna hear it? McDonald's is having a delivery. I'm not going to McDonald's. Do you know when you have a song that you have memories attached to a special person, and then that special person leaves your life, and you fucking love that song, but listening to the song hurts? That's so bad. This is one of those songs. I fucking love this song, so I'm not gonna let it make me sad. Stop. Sorry about my singing. I'm just listening to you. Skipping songs at this point. Let it happen. You love, you love. You love. It's green. Good. I'm sorry, I'm just yelling at someone for not crossing the green light. No, it's not green. Round.
I've often chosen wrong as a regular fate.
At least in the case as a personal fate. I don't even know if I'm coming to the right place because they sent me to a different office and I didn't get here. We'll see. At least parking is free. They've wasted so much money on parking tickets for this government building visit.
How can I forget the words of recent letters? How can I forget a word with missing letters? How can I forget a word with missing letters? You love. It's up to you. But if you say it's made me better, you love. It's up to you. It's up to you.
I decided that instead of thinking about internet strangers today, why would you stop in the middle of the fucking road? Instead of thinking about internet strangers today, I'm gonna continue my music theory classes because I had to take a break because I just didn't have time for it. So I can make music. So I really wanna make music. Like, I found this plugin on the internet, it's called VST. And it's just so user-friendly and intuitive that it just feels like it was marketed at people like me, people who want to make music but don't quite know how to start. And I'm just like really excited to try it. It's $100, but ooh, I put it on my wish list if anyone feels generous. But I think eventually I will like buy it, because it just, I don't know, I'm probably being scammed and it's probably being marketed to me on purpose because they know that I'm into this shit. And anyway, I've arrived, so I'm gonna go. I think I could chat for like hours today. It's one of those days. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. Stay tuned. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Have a nice day. Love you.